The show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. And on today's program, we have a continuation of what we started yesterday. This coming Saturday is the 100th birthday, or would have been, of the great folk singer Woody Guthrie. And I'm sure that places around the country are paying tribute, if not around the world. And among those places is the city of Champaign, and specifically the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, who are presenting a 100th birthday tribute with 20-some singers doing songs by Woody Guthrie or in tribute to Woody Guthrie. And we'll continue that today with a couple more of the singers who will be performing on that show. We have with us Kevin Elliott and John Coppice. Also returning is Todd Durnell, who of the Folk and Roots Festival, who's the organizer for the event. We'll hear a bit more about Guthrie himself. We'll hear more from Woody Guthrie and, of course, live performances by these two gentlemen. Happy to have them on the show today and happy to have you with us. Hope you'll stay tuned.
Come all of you cowboys all over this land, as long as there's bullets in both of your guns.
That was a song by Woody Guthrie called Ranger's Command, and it comes from a apparently celebrated collection of CDs from Smithsonian Folkways that are made up of recordings that Guthrie made in the 1940s for the founder of Folkways Records, whose name was Moses Ash, hence they are called the Ash Recordings. This comes from Volume 4, and a lot of these tunes are either incomplete songs or they sort of come from larger sessions in which you'll have a song faded into and so on. So it's it's documentation as much of anything. A lot of them are Guthrie songs, but probably about as many are songs by other people that he, of course, learned over his career and used on his radio shows, and apparently also these were among the songs that he would try to sell on these radio shows. Woody Guthrie would have been 100 years old coming up on Saturday, and as I mentioned earlier, folks around the world paying tribute, including in Champaign-Urbana, the Folk and Roots Festival, presenting a tribute starting at 8 o'clock on Saturday at Mike and Molly's. We were talking about this show yesterday with the organizer, Todd Durnell. Todd is back. And also we have two additional singers from Justin Rondon, who we had yesterday. Both of these gentlemen will be among the 20 who will be performing on Saturday. Kevin Elliott, who is a singer-songwriter in his own right, as well as a counselor in the area, and John Coppice. Also does some songwriting, but also does a lot of leather working. And as his, if we had our camera going here and you had your TV on and this were actually a TV show, you could see a strap of his own fabrication, and sometimes called the Limping Cowboy. So that seemed like cowboy song seemed like sort of a fair introduction to John, anyway, if not necessarily to Kev.
Yippee-i-o.
Hey, that's on here, that song right
All
here.
Right.
Yeah, yippee, how was it good? Whoopee-tie-i-o, get along, little doties. It's on there. Todd, just a question of curiosity for you. Yesterday we talked a little bit about Woody's growth in the folk song movement through, if not necessarily protest movements, at least labor movements and so on. But most of these songs on this collection anyway seem to be just straight ahead songs. They're just songs. And a lot of cowboy songs.
Right.
So what was, as far as you have learned, sort of the balance of political songs and activity versus just singing and making a living singing?
Well, I think it was a matter of the time and place that he was. He served as a merchant marine for a time in the World War II, And so, of course,
not necessarily as a mariner, but as a performer as much as anything.
Well,
right?
No, he was actually a mariner,
really?
Surprisingly.
Okay.
Yeah. He didn't really, he was more the guy who was working in the kitchen, you know, cleaning up stuff. But there's a really cool story that I heard that goes along with that. The ship that he was on there with Cisco Houston and one other performer that he usually played with. And the ship that he was on was being shot at. And the guys were really down and, you know, upset and didn't know, you know. So they went upstairs. They were down in the scrubs, and they went upstairs, and to lift the guy's spirits, they pulled out their guitars, and they, all of a sudden, they've got a party going on while the ship's being shot at. So I guess the main crew came out and they said, "Hey guys, you got to tone it down. We got to, you know." But the guys were
trying to shoot at people here.
Huh? Well, not that. He was trying to lift their spirits while all this was going on, because they were, you know, nervous and upset, and so he was lifting their spirits. And when they stopped it, Woody heard music still going on, and he's like, "Where's that coming from?" And it was coming from another side of the ship where all the blacks were. The ship was segregated. And so Woody went over with the blacks and brought them up to with the other guys on the ship, and he kind of brought the two races together, which never really happened on the ship before. So
even an innocent singing experience could still turn into, if you want to call it, a political experience.
Yeah, yeah. Totally,
or at least
was
a political message somehow.
Yeah,
or
yeah. So I think he, you know, if he was doing a benefit concert that was for the Dust Bowl migrants, he would sing the Dust Bowl songs, you know. Or if he was in a wartime situation, he would sing the, you know, protest songs if he was protesting the war, or the songs for the soldiers, you know, if he was with the soldiers. But I don't think necessarily he recorded those songs as he did with the Ash recordings. So the Ash recordings were mostly, like you said, cowboy songs, and he had always wanted to be a cowboy too. He back when he started, his idea was to go to Hollywood, and he did live in Los Angeles for a while, but his idea was to go to Hollywood and become like another Roy Rogers, and it didn't pan out. So,
but nonetheless, the political side of things seemed to be especially important. I guess the famous slogan that he had on his guitar, and I even read there has been a monument made of him, mm-hmm, with this guitar, and this slogan is on the monument. It says,
yeah,
"This machine kills fascists."
Yeah.
Coming back to one of the songs that
and showing his influence. Another local, well, he lives in Chicago now, but he's from Champaign-Urbana. Cameron McGill. I don't know if you've ever had Cameron on the show before, but Cameron has that on his guitar.
Oh, the same,
so,
same,
yeah,
expression.
Yeah.
Kevin Ellie, have you got any expression like that on your? Carved into your guitar? It looks like a regular guitar to me.
It's just a regular guitar. It has Gibson on it. And
That's not a political statement.
That's not a political statement, no.
What, in your songwriting,
yes,
have you ever had Woody Guthrie in your mind anywhere?
You know, it kind of probably there was some seminal influence from all the songs we heard as kids, including This Land Is Your Land, or at least we heard one verse of it or something like that. And I, when I was a little kid, I liked stuff like that. I liked Peter, Paul, and Mary, and I liked the kind of popular folk groups like the Kingston Trio and things like that. And so that influenced my ears for sure. But I never learned any Woody Guthrie songs until people started recording his lost songs in the last 20 years, like groups like Wilco and Billy Bragg and folks like that started. Nora Guthrie, his daughter, right?
Or right.
His, yeah. She started inviting people to put new music to these thousands of songs that were on paper. And a lot of times, if there ever were tunes, they were lost. And so people started re-recording some, or maybe recording for the first time some Woody Guthrie songs that hadn't been heard before. And that actually piqued my interest, and I started learning a few of those songs. And I think, you know, I don't know if there's a direct influence on Woody songs to, like, my songwriting, but I expect that there's, like, you know, 6 degrees removed influence, you know, like, you know, Woody influenced Bob Dylan, who influenced Paul Simon, who influenced me or whatever, you know. But I think that definitely his play on words and his straightforward speaking is present in what I try to do anyway.
Well, actually, you mentioned Peter, Paul, and Mary. There was a song on the same CD I played from that we might or might not hear later that I learned from them, and I didn't. Well, it's not one of his, but it may have been one that they picked up from him, one called Stewball.
Oh, yeah.
Racehorse. I always loved that song. This sounds quite different.
Well, John's doing a song like that, too. John's doing John Henry, right?
Yeah, Ballad of John Henry.
And that wasn't a Woody Guthrie song, I don't believe,
right,
but it was
he
a song.
He played it a lot and recorded it even.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's get down to business here. Kevin, I know you're going to have to go sooner than John, so why don't we start with you?
Okay.
What did you choose?
Well, this is actually one of those songs that I don't really know the history of it, but it's one of the ones that was recently rediscovered, and it showed up on a recording by Eliza Gilkison, and it was beautiful, and she had, like, lots of great musicians on there, like Iris DeMent, and I think maybe, I don't remember, Patty Griffin or Sean Colvin or someone. And so it's called Peace Call, so I'm going to play that one.
So this is, just to clarify, so this would be his, Woody Guthrie's lyrics, but somebody else's tune, presumably.
Presumably, although I can't tell you for sure if on this one, I know the second one, if I play a second one, it's definitely one that where someone wrote a new tune to it. This may very well have been the tune. I don't know for sure on this one. I know that it was not, it was sort of like one of those lost songs, but I don't know if Woody, if there was any, you know, recording of it or anything that Eliza Gilkison drew from, or if he, I don't know if Woody ever even wrote down chords, you know, to his songs.
I've actually got this box set that's come out today, and there is a couple of pages in here where they show Woody's handwritten lyrics, and they'll show, like he'll put to the melody of, and it'll be another song.
Hmm.
This Land Is Your Land was actually a Carter Family song, which was actually another, it was an old gospel, traditional gospel song before
the tune,
that.
Now you're talking about.
The tune was, yes, not the lyrics. But so there are many instances where he'd write his lyrics down, and then up above he'll put to the tune of, and that would be the music in the background. Now, he did write on occasion. He could not read music, but he would occasionally write down. And there are several situations in this book where they actually show he's got notes written down. Now, it's only just the main staff of the, you know, it's not the
just a fragment of a melody, or
right?
Something like that.
And so it's not the complete melody or anything like that, but there are records where it shows that he did write some of the melody lines. But a lot of his lyrics, like Kevin was saying, ended up in the vaults, and they didn't know, you know, what the melody was. So that's why Nora had people rewrite the melodies.
Okay, so what's this one?
This one's called Peace Call. Open your hearts to the paradise, to the peace of the heavenly angels. Take away that woeful shadow dancing on your wall. Take to the skies a peace, oh friends, a peace of the one great spirit. Get ready for my bugle call of peace. Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the bugle sounding, running around my land, my city and my town. Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the voices ringing louder while my bugle calls for peace. Thick war clouds will throw their shadows, darkening the world around you. But in my life of peace, your dark illusions fall. Think and pray along the way, embrace the ones around you. Get ready for my bugle call of peace. Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the bugle sounding, running around my land, my city and my town. Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the voices ringing louder while my bugle calls for peace. If these war stories fill your heart with a thousand kinds of worry, keep tomorrow to peace, you'll never have to fear. Keep in the sun and look around in the face of peace and plenty. Get ready for my bugle call of peace. I can hear the bugle sounding, running around my land, my city and my town. Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the voices ringing louder while my bugle calls for peace. I'll clear my house of the weeds of fear and turn to the friends around me. With my smile of peace, I'll greet you one and all. I'll work, I'll fight, I'll dance and sing a piece of the youthful spirit. Get ready for my bugle call of peace. Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the bugle sounding, running around my land, my city and my town. Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the voices ringing louder while my bugle calls for peace. Louder while my bugle calls for peace.
Peace call.
I should have mentioned that was a sing-along.
I could imagine it that way, yeah, with the way it was repeated and so on, and not a very complex text, but it still has, you know, obviously the message. Seems like even an innocent song has a message.
If I were Pete Seeger, I would have, like, sung the song and talked the song in between singing the song so everyone could have... followed the lyrics and sung along. I can't do that, though.
Oh, you probably could do that.
Maybe. A little practice, I guess.
Kevin Elliott singing the lyrics of Woody Guthrie, possibly his melody. We're not quite sure on that particular tune. And Kevin will be among the 20 performers paying tribute to Woody Guthrie on his 100th birthday on Saturday, starting at 8 o'clock at... Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign. Weather forecast, by the way, still looks pretty good for Saturday. I just saw a notice that there's a chance of rain each day this weekend, but I don't know anything more than that. It's still prevailing. Conditions are supposed to be pretty sunny, so hopefully those will extend into the evening. By the way, since I forgot to mention this yesterday, as long as we're talking about Woody Guthrie, sort of a competing event, but one that we're airing here on 90.9, is a special from Nick Spitzer's program, American Roots, which we used to run every Saturday here on 90.9. But this is a Woody Guthrie special. Quote, American Roots heralds the 100th birthday of our greatest roving troubadour and social commentator, Woody Guthrie. Friends and family share stories and songs of Guthrie's trials and triumphs from Okemah, Oklahoma, which is where he was born, by the way, to Coney Island, New York, including Pete Seeger and Arlo Guthrie, Studs Terkel, and Bob Dylan. Unquote. That from Nick Spitzer, whose special Woody Guthrie tribute on American Roots will actually air from 7 to 9 here on WYNL FM 90.9. So if for some reason you can't get out of your house to go to Mike and Molly's to hear live performers, you can hear that tribute, and Nick Spitzer always does a great job with that show. And there will be talking, I'm sure, about his life and influences and so on. You're listening to 90.9, live and local here on FM 90.9, the program made possible today by a grant from St. Joseph Apothecary in St. Joseph, a full-service pharmacy specializing in compounding medications to meet individual patient needs. St. Joseph Apothecary invites you to join them in supporting WILL. Well, we had a cowboy song by Woody Guthrie, and we have with us John Coppice, the limping cowboy. And so I'm wondering, did you happen to bring a cowboy song, or did you resist?
No, I didn't. I brought probably one of his more famous songs, Deportee, which is based upon a real incident where there was a plane wreck, and in the newspaper they listed all the names of the white people who were killed, and all of the Mexicans who were on board were just listed as like 24 deportees. Hmm. And so he wrote this song about that, and I'm very lucky to get to perform it.
Is this coming back to the whole lyrics versus tune thing?
He wrote both the lyrics and the music for this one.
All right.
Yes.
John Coppice here on Live and Local.
The crops are all in and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piled in their creosote dumps. They're flying them back to the Mexico border to take all their money to wade back again. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye Rosalita, adios mi amigo, Jesus Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees. My father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brother and sisters came working the fruit trees. They rode the big trucks till they laid down and died. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye Rosalita, adios mi amigos, Jesus Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees. The sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. A fireball of lightning, and it shook all our hills. Who are these comrades? They're dying like dry leaves. The radio tells me they're just deportees. We died in your hills. We died in your deserts. We died in your valleys. We died on your plains. We died neath your trees, and we died neath your bushes. Both sides of the river, we died just the same. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita, adios mi amigos, Jesus Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees. this the best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? To die like the dry leaves and rot on my topsoil, and be named by no name except deportee. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita, adios mi amigos, Jesus Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, all they will call you will be deportee.
John Coppas, Deportee, is the name of the song by Woody Guthrie here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I should say live on Live and Local. John will be among the 20 or so performers paying tribute to Woody Guthrie on his 100th birthday at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign, starting at 8 o'clock on Saturday and going until they stop singing. Three or more hours, or however long it takes, and mostly it will be songs of Woody Guthrie, some of the songs in tribute to Woody Guthrie, but mostly, I mean, he wrote so many, recorded so many, that it would seem churlish not to mostly focus on those, I suppose. Just listen to these two songs and a couple that we heard yesterday. Sort of takes me back to a couple conversations I've had on the show with other people about lyrics and the notion of whether songs should rhyme or not. He didn't seem to be too worried about that. Almost as though he's writing not an essay, but he just would write his message and turn it into a song, not necessarily worrying about the structure of the song. Have you, either of you, done any studying at all of the lyrics you're singing or looking at them elsewhere? That tends to be a pattern.
I think
it?
You had a variety. The other one I'm going to sing, Roll On Columbia, has great rhyme throughout.
So it maybe depends on either the inspiration or like other poets, they can choose to rhyme a particular poem or not.
Sometimes you feel like a rhyme, sometimes you don't.
Oh, what is that a commercial for? Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't. Peter Paul Mounds or Almond Joy. There we go. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. And Kevin Elliott, you mentioned earlier that when you were a kid, you kind of grew up listening to certain kinds of folk singers. And it just made me think that it would be fun to hear one of the songs that Woody actually wrote for kids. I'm not positive if this is one he wrote, because I'll have to go get the box in a second. But we have one queued up that is off of one of a couple of albums of songs for kids that his two kids, or two of his kids, Nora and Arlo Guthrie, produced. And well, this one I think will be fairly self-evident what it's about once we get it going. Here's Woody Guthrie himself on Live and Local.
Take me riding in the car, car. Take me riding in the car, car. Well, I'll take you riding in my car.
Well, that sounds like a classic, although I hadn't heard it before.
Oh, yeah. That's one of his apparently most famous ones.
Is it? Well, yeah. Apparently I've not heard very many Woody Guthrie songs, yeah. It seems. I've not been out in the world enough. That was simply called Riding in My Car, and you can find it on a CD called Woody's 20 Grow Big Songs. Woody and Arlo Guthrie and the Guthrie family, I guess, appearing on various points of this recording, but that's his own recording, obviously. And that's among the songs that'll be performed on the Folk and Roots show on Saturday at Mike and Molly's. Michael Meadows, I guess, going to do that.
Yeah, and it's going to be a showstopper, I'm sure, because Michael has several songs on his CD that he's written himself that are very similar. He's got one song where he's talking about making the car knock and sound. Oh my, it's hysterical. The song is hysterical. And then he does a song on his CD where he's a cicada falling, you know, singing about how life is, and he's about ready to fall off the tree, and it's hysterical too, and he's making the sounds of the cicada and everything. So Mike is perfect for this kind of song, and it's going to be great.
Well, I know Kevin Elliott has to leave here shortly, so we'll take you next and the next Woody song. What made you choose this one? Well, and I guess, did you choose this, or was this one suggested to you?
No, this is one I chose. It's another one of the newer Lost and Found Woody Guthrie songs, and this one does include the melody written by another musician, Slade Cleaves, and first time I heard it, I thought it was a beautiful song, and it's a spiritual song, but it is not like what you'd expect a spiritual song to be from whenever you wrote it in the 40s or 50s or whatever. And so I think it has a little bit of his kind of rebellion in there as well. And I just think it's a beautiful song, so that's why I chose it. And it's co-written, I guess, over the years by Woody Guthrie and Slade Cleaves. I don't know where Slade's located nowadays. He used to be in Austin, but I'm not sure. He might have moved to Tennessee.
Seems like a good place to be if you're...
Yeah, those are a couple of the hubs, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Kevin Elliott will be performing this song on Saturday.
Yes.
And others, along with all the other folks in downtown Champaign, paying tribute to Woody Guthrie. And we're hearing him live on Live and Local.
All right. And this is a song called, called This Morning I Was Born Again. This morning I was born again. Light shines on my lane. I no longer look for heaven in some deathly distant land. I do not need no pearly gates. I don't need no streets of gold. This morning I was born again, and the light shines in my soul. This morning I was born again complete. I stood up above my troubles, and I stand on my two feet. My head, it is unlimited. My body feels like the sky. I feel at home in the universe where yonder planets fly. This morning I was born again, my past is dead and gone. This great eternal moment is my great eternal dawn. Each drop of blood within me, each breath of life I breathe, is united with the mountains and the mountains with the sea. Feel the sun upon me, its rays come through my skin. I breathe the life of Jesus and each man and woman in. I give my life, my heart, my soul to lend a friend a hand. This morning I was born again, I am in the promised land. This morning I was born again, a light shines on my land. I no longer look for heaven in some deathly distant land. I do not need no pearly gates, I don't need no streets of gold. This morning I was born again, and a light shines in my soul. This morning I was born again, and a light shines in my soul.
Kevin Elliott on Live and Local. Yeah, you're right. Beautiful song. Which raises the question, was Woody Guthrie a religious guy?
You know, I don't know. I think that he probably did some... Todd could probably answer better than me. I think he probably did that in those songs in his repertoire. I don't know if he was a religious guy or not. This song sort of indicates he was had his spiritual moments, but
at least not averse to singing about Jesus on a concert, maybe.
In
the right audience to the right.
Right.
Audience.
I think it varied at times in his life more than you know anything. I know he was a tortured soul at times too. So I think maybe religion might have helped ground him a little bit when he went through some of his hard times, but I don't know if he was necessarily religious, you know.
Yeah, quote unquote, whatever, whatever that may mean.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Well, Kevin, thanks for coming in, and I know you got to take off.
Thank you, Kevin.
Glad
it's always good to see you.
Yeah, glad you could make it, and best of luck with everything on Saturday.
Thank you.
It should be a grand time.
I think it's going to be a blast.
For all.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of a blast, we queued up another song off of this kid's record because I thought it would be fun to hear not only Woody Guthrie, but also the two other Guthries we've been talking about who are most famous. Nora, who is largely responsible for releasing so many of these lyrics to other artists to recreate. And then Arlo Guthrie, of course, who followed in his father's footsteps. And they're all three on this particular song. Again, it comes off of Woody's 20 Grow Big songs with Woody Arlo Guthrie. There's some others that have the whole family on here, it seems. But I thought this might be fun. Let's see what this sounds like.
Mama, oh mama, come wash my face. Come smell me now. Don't I smell nice and clean?
So that was Woody Guthrie and two of his children, Nora and Arlo. And lest anybody be confused, the way this CD seems to have been created was taking Woody's original recordings of these songs and enhancing them, you know, as one can do in the studio, because the other Guthrie youngsters who show up on some of these songs are in fact youngsters now, or at least they were at the time this recording was made. So a little overdubbing going on there, but I thought it'd be fun to hear three Guthries all singing together from this album, Woody's 20 Grow Big Songs, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Tonight at 7 o'clock on the evening concert here on WYLL is the New York Philharmonic this week. Jeffrey Kahane plays piano and conducts the orchestra in Beethoven's first piano concerto. Also on the program, Mozart's 33rd Symphony and a concerto for violin and oboe by Bach. It's the New York Philharmonic tonight at 7 on the evening concert on FM 90.9. You're also invited to join us on our custom design trip to England and Wales this September, special for friends of WYLL. You can experience the real Downton Abbey in a private tour, lovely Cotswold villages and the Yorkshire countryside, meet Alan J.W. Bell, producer of the show Last of the Summer Wine, tour Greenway, which is Agatha Christie's home, and the English spa town of Bath, and you can visit the Jane Austen Center there before wrapping up the trip in London. The tour is nearly full. Call 217-333-7300 or visit WYLL's website for more information. The web address, by the way, is will.illinois.edu, where you can find out not only about our tours, but also you can check out archives of Live and Local. All of our programs go back up on on the website sometime after we do them live, not always the same day, although we try. We'll probably have today's up today, this afternoon, for example, and occasionally have videos as well of the proceedings here in the studio, whenever it seems particularly fun to do that. Well, we've got John Kappas with us, and I know he said earlier he's got a couple of other songs that he could do of Woody Guthrie. He's among the performers being presented by the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival Saturday starting at 8 o'clock. Mike and Molly's paying tribute to Woody Guthrie on his 100th birthday. And, John, you were sort of commenting as we were listening to that last song and enjoying the fun he was having. Saying words like scrubbity scrubbity and rubby dub dubbity and so on, that he didn't. Sophistication was not his thing.
Yeah, I think he embraced regular working people, celebrated them, believed in them, and wasn't embarrassed to write a song that wasn't some big sophisticated song. He was more about celebrating the idea of the song.
Or the idea of the people he was singing either
right.
for or singing to protect in mm-hmm. many mm-hmm. cases, you know, and get the message across in a plain spoken way. His style of singing certainly I would call sort of plain old folk style singing.
Right, right. And talking about the other Guthries singing along there on those songs, you got to remember too that I'm 1/4 Guthrie. My mother's maiden name was Guthrie, and I'm very distantly related to Woody.
Is that actually true?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, did you know that, Todd?
I did.
You did know that.
Because John's got a great song called Guthrie Castle, where he sings about his heritage, so, yeah.
So. You don't happen to have that song with you today, do you?
I don't have it with me, but I probably could sing it anyway. Something a lot of people don't know is that Woody was actually employed by the WPA of the New Deal in the Depression. And at one point, he had to write 30 songs in 60 days as part of this contract. And he wrote a whole bunch of songs about projects that the New Deal was working on, damming of rivers and all that kind of thing. And that's what this next song is about, the damming of the Columbia River. And so today's environmentalists probably would not appreciate this song from Woody. It's called Roll on Columbia.
Green Douglas firs where the water cut through. Down her wild mountains and canyons she flew. Canadian Northwest to the ocean so blue. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Other great rivers add power to you. Yakima Snake and the Klickitat too. Sandy Willamette and the Hood River too. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. It's there on your banks you fought many a fight. Sheridan's boys in the blockhouse at night. They saw us in death, but never in flight. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Our loved ones friends we lost there at Coe's little store, by fireball and rifle and a dozen or more. We won by the Mary and the soldiers she bore. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. On up the river at Grand Coulee Dam, mightiest thing ever built by a man. We run the great factories for old Uncle Sam. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. At Bonneville now there are ships in the locks. The waters have risen and drowned at the rocks. Shiploads of plenty will steam in the docks. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Your power is turning our darkness to dawn. Roll on, Columbia, roll on. Roll on, Columbia, roll on.
Roll on, Columbia, a song by Woody Guthrie. When he was working for the WPA, was Works Project Administration?
Yeah, something like that. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
During the New Deal, which was putting a lot of people to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
When people weren't otherwise working. So
1941, I believe
that
was. Yeah.
So you may be right. Today's environmentalists might not be happy if that sort of thing went on. On the other hand, today's environmentalists, if they were back then, might be just have been happy to have a job.
Yeah.
So
there were a couple of verses I left out too, where he wrote about killing all the Native Americans who didn't want to help. Be in the way of settling that area and damming the river, and
yeah, that would be might have been a little hard to take.
Right.
Yeah, times do change, and often for the better, and sometimes not necessarily. I made reference earlier to this one song that's on the Ash recordings we played from at the top of the hour with Woody Guthrie that he made for. The founder of Smithsonian Folkways, who was Moses Ash. And this was one that I learned from Peter, Paul, and Mary. This is not his own song, but it's an arrangement of his. And he actually, there's two versions of this song called Stewball on this particular volume. It's still volume 4. And I thought we'd hear the second one, in which he's performing with a couple of other pretty well-known folk singers, to say the least, Lead Belly and Cisco Houston, all doing this song together. It's not Woody's own arrangement of this song. It's called Stewball here on Live and Local.
Way out in California, where Stewball was born, all these junkies in the country, but you might win.
Obviously, lots of different versions of that song. It's probably more the story than the song. It's called Stewball with Woody Guthrie, Lead Belly, and Cisco Houston, all in that recording from the 1940s. Made for Smithsonian Folkways, and that is on Volume 4 of Woody Guthrie, The Ash Recordings. And Todd, did you tell me that there are just the 4 volumes? So
yeah, there are just the four volumes that have been released, so yeah, that's it.
So a lot of wonderful archive of those sessions when Woody was, I guess, essentially in his prime at that point.
They were recorded from 44 to, I think, 46. So, yeah.
And he'll be, would have been 100 years old, died in 1967 from the ravages of Huntington's disease. And but he left so much to so many. And you can join in the tribute Saturday night. I keep thinking Friday. Saturday night, starting at 8 o'clock at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign. John Kappas, who's been with us today. Kevin Elliott, who's been with us today. Justin Rondon, who was on the show yesterday. And about 17 other singers. I'll just rattle off their names in case you recognize a name and you want to go out and hear them sing songs of Woody Guthrie on Saturday. Jeff Arrigo, Edward Birch, Ann Clements, William Dicker, John Heffler, Kirby Jays, Justin Kessel, Rick Kubitz, and Terry Bush. Michael Meadows, we mentioned, Colin Murphy, Margaret O'Brien, Emily Otness, and Gloria Rubel and Cliff Stoker with another one or two or three who
possibly
may
who
yet
might
turn
show up. Yeah, yeah. I've got some maybes in there, so hopefully, you know, Saturday nights are a tough night to book with musicians because they've usually got other things going on, you know. So, like, I've got a couple of people who are playing, and then they're like, oh, but we want to do this, so they're going to show up later in the evening.
All right, but it's going to be a full evening all around. And Todd, thanks very much for helping me organize today's show and yesterday's, and,
sure,
and mostly for organizing the show that's going to happen on Saturday night, a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. A couple other things I'll mention going on in the area that you can go out and see and hear live. The Pirates of Penzance, Gilbert and Sullivan, is at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan tonight at 8 o'clock, continues tomorrow, 2 and 8 o'clock, and check their website for the complete schedule. Josie Lauder is playing at Norb Andy's in Springfield tonight at 10 o'clock. Tomorrow morning at 11:30 is the Brian Chobin Jazz Quintet at Withers Park in Bloomington. Larry Harms Trio is at the Rhythm Kitchen in Peoria tomorrow evening at 6:30. The Illinois Shakespeare Festival is underway at Ewing Manor in Bloomington. A Comedy of Errors in the Theater for Young Audiences series is happening tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And then it's As You Like It on Thursday night and Othello on Friday night. Check their website for the complete schedule. Four plays in rotation. The Diary of Anne Frank is being presented by the University of Illinois Department of Theater, part of their Summer Studio Theater Series at the Krannert Center in Urbana, tomorrow night, 7:30. The Illinois Summer Youth Music, giving a faculty concert, I presume that's a jazz program, at the Iron Post in Urbana, tomorrow night at 7. And the Gavin Stolte Project, featuring our own Mike Pritchard, who's sound engineer for this very show, will be at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6:30. And on Thursday's Live and Local, we'll be having a wonderful guitarist, Renato Anessi, who will be at the Iron Post in Urbana Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. Look for more from him on this show live on Thursday from 12 to 1. You're listening to 90.9 WYLFM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana. With wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer, wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More info at corkscrew.com.